She's an artist? Where's her? We're discussing the relationship of Yibam and the Isra of Eish HaSach. We pointed out various possible drachim, various possible matirim. In extreme, the Ramban in Torah Sodom to assume that there is no Isra of Eish HaSach b'makom Yibam whatsoever, a daviyotzam and a klal. Maybe to assume that no, there is an Isra, but the Isra is what we call Utra, or the possibility even Tosas Hashita that's considered to be that which is the Chuya. And even though Tosas says mitzvasa b'kach, Yefshe b'ninacher, we saw clearly the Tosas and Dafei, that does not mean hutra, it's not hutra mechlava, but rather it's a form of dechia. And what exactly is the source of Esed Ochalos Asei? That's the question of the Gemara, the very last line on Gimel and Beis. And the Gemara Dafdala tells us it's based on the smichus of kilayim and tzitzis. The Torah tells us l'suba shatnes, but the Torah tells us givim tassala, in order to tell us that juxtaposition means that even makom kilayim, a person is obligated to wear tzitzis, and hence the possibility of esei dochalos asei. Exactly what is that mechanism of esei dochalos asei? So when you look in the Rishonim, you see a surprising possibility. If you look, for example, in Rabbi Nissim Gon is found on the daf in the Sefer Shabbos, the sugya daf kuflam and gimel. That's a sugya of mila in Saras. There, the Nissim Gon writes the following great chiddush, that why would one assume indeed that esei dochalos asei? In fact, as we discussed, that the lav is so much more chamor than an essay. So how is it possible somehow for the essay to override? So Rabbi Nissim goes writes the following, that after all, that the azhara of the lav is al zeh hatznai nemra. Al zeh hatznai nemra. You know what that means, al zeh hatznai nemran? It means built in. That enochinami, that you know what, the Torah says, you're not allowed to violate this Isser, but doesn't mean it's true categorically. It means that you're not allowed to violate this Isser under these conditions, however, not under those conditions. So, for example, if you have the drasha of Kilayim and Tzitzis, it means that the Isser of Kilayim was not formulated b'makom tzitzis. Well, that's a very, very stunning chiddush. That means that built into the Isser is a certain cap, a certain limitation of al tnai nemra. Wow. And if you look in Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch writes this as well, in Mitzvah Tavkuf Peidalet. Tavkuf Peidalet, as hopefully you saw, that's Tzaras. Yishomer b'neged Tzaras. We know, let's assume, for example, there is a neged Tzaras b'mako Mila. So in such a case, Mila is Dochet Tzaras. Mila is Dochet Tzaras. Why exactly is that true? The Sefer HaChinuch assumes, that's what the Rambam writes, it's because of Esed Ochalos Asei. That itself we're going to see is a very, very great Kiddush, because Poshub Shat in that very Sugya, in Shabbos and Daf, Kuflam Gimel, that's not true. But the Sefer HaChinuch is clear that the reason that one would remove a Neged Saras in the process of Mila is because the mitzvah of Mila is Doche, this Isser of Tzaras is Esed Ochalos Asei. And that's what is mentioned, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, at Hochas Mila. Why exactly is that true? So in that context of Mila and Tzaras, there again, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that Ki'ilu Nemar B'Torah B'Feirush. It's as though the Torah says explicitly that Lo Menisicha Mehem B'Mokom Esei Zeh. There is no Isser of Yishamra B'Neged Tzaras B'Mokom Mila. The Meniyah, the Azhara, don't you dare remove the Neged Saras, does not apply to Makomila. Wow. And the Sefer HaChinuch describes a mechanism of an Esed Ochalos Asei that, you know what, built into the fabric of the Lav is the exclusion of the Esei. And the Sefer HaChinuch goes a step further. But we also have a principle that Ein Esed Ochalos Asei Sheish Bokaris. Why exactly is that true? Wow. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that also is built in. Ki ilu amr b'feirsh. It's as though the Torah says explicitly that asei davar ploni, perform this mitzvah asei, however, kol zman shlo yistarach labar basiyaso b'lav ploni, but not if it conflicts with an isser kares. Wow. So the Sefer HaChinuch describes all these kolalim as built into the very fabric of the Isser and the Mitzvah. Essay Dochalosa say means that built into the Hagdaras Alav is the exclusion of the Essay. And Ein Essay Dochalosa say Vesay means that built into the Mitzvah Essay is that the Mitzvah Essay should not be happening B'makom Kares. Well, that's something which is a Chiddush that we usually think of that in terms of the Ramban's extreme as the Davar HaYatza and the Yatza Min HaKlal. And that's how Rabbi Nissim Gaon, that's how the Sefer HaChinuch seem to understand Essay Dochalosa say. Well, that's something which is striking. That Bechor is Mefurish against the Tosus in Brachos and Avchav that we discussed many times. Now, there the Gemara discusses the Sugya of Kvod HaBrios. We discussed this very recently, just a few days ago, where Rashi is bothered. How can the Gemara say, Sheva Tasa Shani? After all, that what do you mean? Of Kohen, a Nazir, they're Mitame for Meis Mitzvah, a Kohen is Mitame for Krovim. That is not Sheva Tasa. That is absolute Kum Vesei. A Kohen Gadol is Mitame for Meis Mitzvah. That is a case of Kum Vesei. How exactly is that possible? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. That does not work when it comes to cases of Edichia. But rather, that Rashi says, Kishenichtav. You know what? Lo nichtav b'meis mitzvah. Lo nichtav b'makom krovim. When the Torah formulated the Issa, that you're a Kohen, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to become Tameh, it was with the built-in exceptions of the exception of meis mitzvah, in a case of a Kohen, the exception of krovim as well. That's Rashi's striking Kiddush. So Kvod HaBrios being Doche is relevant for Shatnez. It's relevant for a case of a person who's Yisrael who can't offer a Korban Pesach. But when it comes to Tumas Kohen or Nazir Kohen Gadol, whatever allowance there is, that's considered to be that which is built in. Well, that was Rabbi Chanan in some tests. That's why you can't apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Because Hov Ishtri Ishtri would not apply if there's no Isser. The whole assumption of Hov Ishtri Ishtri is there is an Isser, but there's a Matir. So the Matir can extend even beyond a single Isser. If this can be Matir Yisr A, why can't it also be Matir Yisr B? But if there is no Chalos Heter, that would not be true. And as an example, just an obvious case, know that if there is a Nazir who is a Kohen, we're not going to lump him in Tamil the Krovim. Why not argue, well, just like that we're Matir the Yisr of a Kohen for Krovim, we should be Matir even when it comes to the Nazir as well, Hov Ishtri Ishtri, that is not Hov Ishtri Ishtri. That is something which is built in. Wow. And we pointed out the dual chiddush. It's more obvious when it comes to krovim, because in krovim the pasuk says ki im l'shera karavela. That sounds like it's built in. When the issur was formulated, literally, right? Bosa parsha. There's an issur for a kohen except for. Except for means a built-in exclusion. However, when it comes to meis mitzvah is based on hazir daf memches. It's based on la'avi l'mu l'achim l'achoso, such a drasha. It's a chiddush to assume that drasha is built in, as opposed to arguing that krovim by essence, that is a limitation of this in and of itself. So Rashi writes that you should realize these indeed are considered to be built in. And what is the chiddush of Rashi? Not only krovim, but even meis mitzvah is the great chiddush. Tosus is cholay. That Tosus and Brachos Nefchafim and Aleph Damascus Sheva Tase. Tosus quotes Rashi, but don't be bothered by those cases of Krovim or Meis Mitzvah because that was never included in the fabric of Isser. So Tosus is very bothered. Why do you say that? Do you know what Tosus says? Why don't you always say that? Why don't you always argue Esed Ochalosa say? You know why? Because the law only applies under this circumstance. It doesn't apply to that circumstance. That's not how Essay Dochalosa say works. Essay Dochalosa say Tosa says, obviously, it works with the form of a Dechia. There is an Isser, there is a Mitzvah, and we're kind of stuck. Now, if there's a Mitzvah and Isser, so what do you do? Which gives? Which is the override? Oh, that's Essay Dochalosa say. But Tosa is very bothered that, what do you need the whole sugi of the Essay Dochalosa? Why not just simply argue, you know what? When the mitzvah was formulated, you know, there was no Avera. Or when the Avera was formulated, it wasn't B'makom mitzvah, and we're done. In other words, why are you going to limit built into cases of Krovim Meis Mitzvah? Why not argue that applies universally when it comes to cases of an Essay Dochalosa saying, wow. So therefore, Tosus writes that Meis Mitzvah is not built in. Meis Mitzvah is that Kvod HaBrios is Docha Meis Mitzvah. Oh, so can't you learn from that Kvod HaBrios is doch Yisrim Makum Vesei? So Tosa says, wait, which Yisrim are you talking about? Nazir? You're talking about Kohen? Those are relatively weak Yisurim. Those are relatively weak Yisurim. Nazirus, Zika B'Sha'ela. A person can be shol in his Nazirus. Shol in Nazirus. That's an indicator that, you know what, relatively speaking, it's considered to be more kal than other Averos. Oh, what about Kohen? Kohen, we're going to see the sugyas. Yisurei Kohuna is a lav she'eno shava b'kol. We'll see the sugya in Dafe. It's a lav she'eno shava b'kol. So you're right, that is a form of dechia. The fact that a Kohen or a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol can be metame l'meis mitzvah, but it's very limited. You can't derive from that in broader strokes that Kvod HaBrios will be doch Yisurim. So let's say something like Shatnes. Shatnes is something which is shava b'kol. Shava b'kol. Oh, that's Artosis and Nafdalim. Why is it so simple that it's Shava b'kol? Artosis, no. Because if there's a smichus of tzitzis and klayim, why shouldn't we argue only those who are obligated in tzitzis are obligated in klayim? But that's not true. We assume, bottom line, women are exempt from tzitzis, they're obligated in klayim. Oh, so it's Shava b'kol. So you can't derive Kvod HaBrios is doche klayim from the fact that Kvod HaBrios is doche Tumas Kohanim, because Tumas Kohanim is Eino Shava B'Kol. Rashi, you can't derive Tumas Kohanim because it's built in. Tos says, no, not that it's built in. It works with Dechia, but it's a limited form of Dechia that cannot be used as a binyan for broader cases, because maybe it's unique to Nazirus, maybe it's unique to Kohanim, because Yishka B'Sha'ela, Eino Shava B'Kol. But Kosos is clearly rejecting that possibility that esed ochalosase means that, you know what, the makam ha'ese, the lav is lo nemar. Oh, that certainly is not, but that's how Rabbi Nissim, that's how the Sefer Achinuch addressed esed ochalosase. We wouldn't have known it without some type of drasha, but once you have the drasha, the mechanism is that, wow, this is considered to be a great chiddush. No, adabra hayatsa menaklau, yatsa menaklau. That's what Rabbi Nissim Gon writes, that's what the Sefer Achinuch writes. If you look in the tshuva of the Marik, in Shoresh Kuf Lametes, the Marik takes great issue with this possibility in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, that the method of Esed Ochalosase means that this is a built-in exclusion. Marik writes the following. Number one is that Esed Dochalosase, lo mashmachi. Doche means that there's a form of a dechia. Now, so that means that each one stays its ground, but something indeed has to override. And therefore, that it does not seem to work with any built-in type of exclusion. Number two, right, the Marek writes the following, that, you know what, name ibcha. Good, we have a smichus of tzitzis and klein. And therefore, our Gemara is going to tell us, you know what that means, that there's an override. The mitzvah says, overrides a lot. How do you know that's the smichus? Maybe one could argue that the opposite is true. Name ibcha. Why don't you say the following? Oh, there's a smichus between tzitzis and klayim and telling us, lo chiva ha-torah mitzvah sasei, but makom lo sasei. Maybe one could argue, you know why there's a smichus? In order to tell you, don't you dare perform the mitzvah, makom lo sasei. Just like the Sefer Achinuch writes, if it's a lav sheish bo kares, we argue in that direction, that there's no mitzvah to say, but makam kares. How do you know all of this? If you're telling me that the Torah simply is saying it's not that for whatever reason an essay is a koach hadachia, but rather the smichus of parshios tells you that, you know what, b'makam zeh, lo nemar zeh. Well, how do you know to flip it in that direction? That b'makam essay there's no lav? Maybe argue, b'makam lav, there's no essay. There's no essay, right? It's an important issue. You know, we have a midah of hekesh, you know? Hekesh means compare A to B. But you know what? How do you compare A to B? Is B like A or is A like B? I understand the Torah says compare these two things. You know what? But how do you know what direction to flip it? I know the Torah says the following, that the mitzvah of matzah is compared to this roch hametz. That's clear, no? How do you know which way to flip it? You know which way we flip it, lahalacha? We flip it that, therefore, women who are obligated in the lav of chametz are obligated in the essay of matzah. That's a sugya of psachim daf mem gimel. Why don't you say the opposite? The Torah says what's true of one is true of the other, and therefore, maybe women who should be exempt from matzah because it's a zman grama are allowed to eat chametz a pesach. Now, when you have a hekesh, how do you know exactly which way to maneuver? How do you know which way indeed to maneuver? Not so clear, not so good. Oh, we have a principle, which is called l'chumra makshina. L'chumra makshina. That's like fascinating, no? That you have a hekesh. Hekesh says compare A to B. And how do you do it? How do you do it? I can flip in both directions. Oh, l'chumra makshina. L'chumra makshina. You know what Tosus writes? L'vakama daf gimel. Gimel marala. Tanya Tosus. Tanya Tosus sometimes, whoa. Midahi. You know what that means? That's the midah of a hekesh. The midah of a hekesh is l'chumra makshina. The midah of a hekesh is l'chumra makshina. That's the midah. You're asking me, you have a hekesh between matzah and chametz. Why not flip the other direction? That women who should be exempt from matzah because of zman grama are exempt from? You know what the answer is? That's not the midah of a hekesh. Hekesh means compare A and B l'chumra. That's the midah of the hekesh. The midah of the hekesh. Why? That's how Tosa says it can apply even in cases of dina mamanos, because midah. What's the other possibility? Oh, here I'll tell you a chiddush of the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Kalelas, where the Prima Gadim entertains the possibility that maybe l'chumra makshinan is sveika darais l'chumra. That sounds wild, no? That's sveika darais. In other words, the Torah says compare A to B. I'm not exactly sure how to compare. Compare it this way or that way. Well, we have a principle of sveika darais l'chumra. So, for example, one possibility would be women are chayiv in everything. Other possibility, women are chayiv in nothing. No, yeah, you're so certain. But Koshib Shantosis, that's the mid of a hekish. The mid of a hekish is that compare A to B, l'chumra. L'chumra makshin is part of the mid of hekish itself. But this is what the Marik were questions about. If you're telling me that for some reason an essay is able, it's empowered to over, I understand why you say the essay is dochalos essay. But if you're saying, you know what, the smichus aparshios just simply dictates that A doesn't apply but makom B, how do you know which way to flip it? No? And in a chinami, the Sefer Chinuch writes, we flip it in two directions. If it's a regular lav, we say, you know what, that, ooh, but makom essay, there's no lav. If it's a lav sheish bokares, we say, but makom lav, there's no essay. How do you know to do all of that? How do you know to do all of that? To say, in this case, we flip it one way. In this case, we flip it another way. So the Marik writes that he doesn't think that will be the mechanism at all. And therefore, he writes very, very simply that Neima Ipcha. Well. Marik asks the third kasha. And that is, if you're really telling me, built in. So, why is it so simple that an essay cannot be Dochalav Sheish Bokaris? So if you're telling me that, you know what, whoa, the essay is empowered, the essay is able to, so I can raise a very, very significant issue. It's able to be docha one lav. Is it able to be docha multiple lavim? Oh, no, not so simple. Tosus, the Rashba, the Ritva, not so simple. An essay can be docha los essay. But can essay be docha lav sheish bakaris? Not so simple. Maybe it's only sufficiently empowered to do this, but it can't do this. Power has its limits. No, you're telling me built in. It's built in. Kvoda Brios could never be doch anything but kum essay. But the reason, may smiths for krim, built in can be said about any issur. Maybe one could argue that, you know what, when the Torah formulated an issur kares, it did not formulate the issur kares, but makom essay, built in. So why is it so simple that ein essay doch olos essay, sheish bo kares? Well. And then the Marik writes the following, a fourth kasha. We know there's a principle of ein essay dochalos essay v'essay. How exactly does that work? We discussed that many times, right? Let's assume like that Tosus and Chulam. Kuf Memalev. You know what the chiddush that Tosus is? Ein Eloke. Well, what does ein Eloke mean? Subtraction. What does it mean that really the essay is dochel alav, but you have a balance, you have a remainder. So you're guilty of a bit of essay. Oh, Simcha Rick writes, does that make any sense at all? According to Rabbi Nissen Gaon, according to the Chinuch, does that make any sense at all? Built in. What built in? Okay, built in. You know what built in means? That there is no essay, b'makom lo essay v'essay. Even though, you know what, I'm willing to say that an essay would apply b'makom lav, but if something is a lav in an essay, that's not true. Ein essay dochalos essay v'essay means that, you know what, when the Torah formulated this avera, It was allowed in an essay, and you know what? Built in. What does built in mean? Built in means, and therefore the essay is not doche. Yeah, but Tosus does not assume that way. Tosus assumes that even when you have a lav and an essay, the essay is capable of being docha one half, but not the other half. That's built in. That's built. If the Torah says no, the Torah says, you know what? You're a Kohen Gadol. You cannot do Yibum. Because in essay docha losa say v'essay, you're going to say, you know what? Really, Yibum is docha the Isra of Amanel Kohen Gadol. But you have a remainder of Isula. If the Torah says no, the Torah says no. We even wanted to suggest a Kiddush. If the Torah says no, maybe there's an Isser Karis of Eishes Ach. Because why would the Torah lift an Isser of Eishes Ach if the Torah says no? Oh, okay, maybe one could argue halacha halachot. But the lav in the essay, if the Torah says ein essay dochalosa seva essay, and you're going to say the lamdus of being docha not docha is built in. You mean built into the clouds that can be docha lav and not docha an essay? That's built into the cloud. When the Torah formulated the issa that a kohen cannot marry an amana, did it do so b'makom yibum? Did it not do so b'makom yibum? The answer is half. Half yes, half no. Half yes, half no. All right, so maybe in Achinam, one could argue that an issa and the chinuch would not agree with that dosus in Chulin. But the fact that the Marik writes, you see in the Rishonim, that the limitation of essay docha lo say means it can be docha partially, but not fully, that's not working with davar yotzei min haklal. Davar yotzei min haklal means zup, that it's not going to apply. Well, okay, that's pretty heavy. And then the Marechus writes the following, I'll give you another yotzei min haklal. That's a Gemara in Zvachim adav tzadi zayin beis, where the Gemara has a cloud, ein essay docha lo say. Shebemikdash. If something is alav shebemikdash, you know what? We don't apply the principle of esed ochalosase. Wow. We don't apply the call of esed ochalosase. But what's the case in Zochin Atzani Zayin? You know, when it comes to Karban Pesach, the Torah tells us etzim lo sishvurbo. You know, a shvira sesim is considered to be that which is us. The Gemara says, what happens in the following case? You know, we're dealing with an etzem that, you know, it has the marrow within the bow. The marrow is within the bow. The marrow has a status of basar. And there's a mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. So, is one allowed to engage in shiras etzem in order to access the moach, the marrow of the bone, which is bechlal basa, which is part of the mitzvah sachila? So the Gemara says in Zvachin at Tzarizama Beis, no. The Torah says, etzem osishurvo, afilu etzem shiyesh bo moach. Even if by doing so, you'll be able to consume, you're not just breaking the bone for the sake of breaking the bone, but you're breaking the bone typically in order to be able to go in to access the basa, which is part of the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach. So the Gemara says, why not argue that the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach could be docha, the iser of etzem losishruva. Etzem losishruva. Oh, so the Gemara says, you see from here a stunning principle. Ein esei docha los esei sheva mikdash. Ein esei docha los esei sheva mikdash. That's an important klal. We're going to do esei docha los esei. Ooh, there's a klal. Ein esei docha los esei sheva mikdash. That shuvas marit. Kuf Lametes addresses this klal as well. What's the scope? What's the hagdara of Ein Esei Docha Lo Sasei Sheva Mikdash? But that's the application of the Gemara. Wow, so that's an important yesod. Now, apparently, you have a lav Sheva Mikdash. That's considered to be an Avera Chamura. And it's not Nitan Lidafos. Wow. So again, the Marik writes the following one. If you're talking about like Chumras and Kulas, like I understand. There's kares, there's lav and essay, there's mikdash, we're good. This has a level of dechia, but dechia is not all or nothing. So it's a very good question. Can an essay be docha this? Can an essay be docha that? Once you're working with the svaras of what do you mean, all of this is built in, the isra was not formulated. What's wrong with saying that the isra of etzem osishra was not formally b'makom achilas pesach? What's wrong with saying that? Why is that a no-brainer? that when the Torah said etznos ishmerbo, it meant that you can't just break the bones, whatever, to hasten the achila. You're going to eat it, you know. Oh, the Torah says eat it b'chipazim. So you know what? Amina b'chipazim means I'm going to go in there, I'm going to start breaking bones. Like, that you're not allowed to do. Oh, the Sefer Chinuch we saw. Kederach HaMalachim, the Mashalu Gedula. Eat like a king eats. You know, a king doesn't go ahead and do so. But if doing so will facilitate the achila, why can't I just simply say that there's no such iser? The answer is, no, there is an iser, but there is a mitzvah, and this is an element of dechiyah, and that's the cloud the Gemara says, is how do you know that an esek midocha olosa say Shiva Mikdash? That's a pretty heavy issue, a pretty heavy issue. You know, the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Kuf, that's where the Gemara tells us the principle, very important, no? Sheva Tasadif. You know what, that if a person is in a situation where, you know what, any way you turn, there's going to be a problem. But this problem is b'kum v'sei, that problem is b'sheva tasei. You know, that's what the Gemara tells us, an important klal, sheva tasadif. What exactly is the application of that Gemara? The Gemara says the following. You know what? Karbanos are being offered, and you have dam of a bechor, and you have the dam of a karban chatos. And guess what? The dam becomes intermingled. What's the problem with that? The dam of the bechor, there's only matana achas, no? A single zrika. The dam of a chatos, there are four zrikos, dalet matanos. So, like, what do you do with this dam? You know what? If I do too much, that's Nisra Baltosid. If I do too little, that's Nisra Baltigra. So what do you do in that case? Oh, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. One zrika. Why? Oh, so that's the call of Rabbi Yeshua. That's an important shaskla, no? It is much, much better to violate the lav of Baltigra, b'shei Baltase, than to violate the lav of Baltosid, b'kumvesei. So therefore, you know what? If those are my choices, Baltigra b'sheva tasa, Baltosif b'kum v'esei, you know what? Ooh, I'm going to opt for the Baltigra because, wow, sheva tasadi. That's the cloud gadol b'Torah. No, sheva tasadi. Wow, that's something which is an important cloud. Wow. Atosis is bothered by the following. What do you mean that? Why don't you assume an issur of Baltosif b'Torah? Why not assume that, you know, I'm doing so to facilitate the mitzvah of Zrika? And the mitzvah of Zrika, Esi lo choloso say, should be doche any Yisra of Baltosid? Why? Oh, so Tosis writes the following. No. That whole thing was Ba'al Yedei Pshia. That's what Tosis says. That whole thing was Ba'al Yedei Pshia. You were negligent, you know. Yeah, down here, became intermingled. You know what? That. Alosa say, which is Ba'al Yedei Pshia, you don't assume that, you know, you have the luxury of an essay, you shouldn't have been in this situation. You only did so Al Yedei Pshia. Wow. Rabbi Kiveger, right, and that Da, Beir Dav Kuf, quotes Armarik, Kuf Lamites. Armarik quotes in the name of the Balei Tosos that also is part of the principle. Ein essay dochalosa sheisha b'mikdash. Ein essay docha. Here we're dealing with the Zrika Saddam. That's an Isser Sheva Mikdash. And I can apply the cloud of the Gemara that Ein Hesed Ocholosa say Sheva Mikdash. Wow, 2 days in Tulsa. So why is it that we don't allow for an Hesed Ocholosa in that case? Is it because of Shia? Or is it because, very simply, this is a Losa Sheva Mikdash, Ein Hesed Ocholosa say Sheva Mikdash? That's a fascinating deal, because what do you mean Losa say Sheva Mikdash? Etzmo Sishprobo, yes, Losa Sheva Mikdash. Baltosif? Baltosif is a Losa Sheva Mikdash. Mikdash. A person, what do you mean, he's duchening, you know, and in the shul, and he has another bracha, that's Nisr Baltosif. No, you have an extra minyan or lulav. That's like fascinating. This is an application of Baltosif, where the ukim today, chatins is Mikdash, no? You're talking about Zrika Saddam. Wow. So that's a fascinating deal. That's that Marik. When we say we have a cloud of Ein Esei Docholosa Sei Sheva Mikdash, is it enough to say that the ukim today, chatins is Mikdash? Or do you have to say the nature of the lav is a lav Sheva Mikdash? Like Etzemos Ishkrubo. Then we assume that's true. Baltosif is universal, but I can come up with a case of Baltosif that is referring to Avodas HaMikdash. Do I apply the principle, or indeed, do I not? That's a fascinating deal. Okay, But that very Shubas Marek writes, but this whole thing is against that Shita of the Gaonim. Against the Shita of the Gaonim. Because after all, once you're arguing with Svaras of built in, you know, so why do you have to assume that it only applies to a lav and not lav than an essay, and not a case of kares, and not a case of mikdash? What's wrong with assuming when the Torah formulated the Isra of Eslo Sishro, it did not do so, but makam achila? You know, without getting involved in a whole hierarchy, elamai, no. That essay dofalosase really means that the lav is bimkoma omeid, the essay is bimkoma omeid, and now it's simply a question of what gives, what is literally doche. This is a sugya of dechia, no? This is not a sugya of kutcher, certainly not a davar yotza in a cloud. So one possibility, that Rabbi Anisim, that chinuch, is that, you know what, that maybe this means, at the end of the day, in other words, that yes, we're working with dechia. But once you come up with the cloud that A is docha B, now, you know what that means in retrospect? That therefore, this is not bichlal ha'aser. This is not bichlal. Bichlal ha'avera. Wow. But again, the Merik writes, he doesn't think that that's true. It's a mid of esed ochalos ha'aser. It's not the dar yotzem and a cloud. The mid of esed ochalos, but nonetheless. Wow. Okay. I'll tell you a fascinating maramako. This is a chizkuni in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in Perach Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, and it's very, very unclear what exactly the reference is. But in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, you know, Mishpatim has so much in it, no? And the Pasuk says the following, Uvachol asher amarti lechem tishameru. Uvachol asher amarti lechem tishameru. Wow. So, you know, Parshas Mishpatim is replete with mitzvos and isurim, you know, and all of a sudden the Torah sums up, and you better pay special heed to everything that I've told you, Well, so that's something which is stunning. What exactly does that mean? After all, Hishomer is a law. No? And here the Torah tells us that everything that I've mentioned here, Tishomeru. So, you know what Rashi says? Rashi says something stunning. You know what that means? Lasos kol mitzvos asei be'azara. You ever see that line in Rashi? That's pretty remarkable, no? Every essay is a love. Lasos kol mitzvos asei be'azara. Shekol shmira azari b'makom lav. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim many, many mitzvos, and now the Torah, v'chol asher amarti lechem tishameru. Rashi writes the same thing in Parshas Re'eh, in Vram Yud Gimel, the very beginning of the parak, in Pasuk Aleph. That's something which is credible. Litein lo sasei al ha'esei. Wow. You know, you get the impression from Rashi that when a person goes and violates an essay, that's a violation of the law as well. Violation of the law. Now that's something, wow, that's unusual, no? Well, the Ramban immediately comments, no? You mean Malchus on an essay? Malchus on an essay because V'chal Shemayti Shemeru? Every essay is allowed. You should get Malchus on an essay? Obviously not. There's no Malchus on an essay. You know what the Ramban writes? Unbelievable. V'fi Dvarav Yisterach Harav Lomar. According to Rashi, you know what the Torah has to mean? You ready? It'll blow you away, you know? Oh, Shorash test in the Rambam. Sanhedrin Samad Gimel. Ain lok and alav shebefolos. You know, when you have a lav, and embedded in a single lav are multiple Isurim. Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvah, Shorash test, it has to be Shemus Mukhlakim. That's to be really different Isurim. That's why the Ramban writes that there's Malchus and Chilul Yontif. Even though Torah says, don't do any Meleches Avodah. Meleches Avodah can mean Borer and Kotzer and Zorei and Choresh. You know what the Ramban writes? Those are just different examples of the same Isurim. In order to cause Malach Shavuot, you need different Isurim. Not just different examples of the same Isurim. Oh, so you ready for this? Why is there no Malchus on a Mitzvah Saseh? You're going to tell me, because it's a mitzvah to say, you need a lav. No, Rashi writes, there's a lav when it comes to every essay. So Ramban writes, why is it there's no malchus on a mitzvah to say? You know what the answer is? Because ain lok and a lav shebecholos. No? That sounds stunning, no? Well, that's what Ramban writes. Because there's a broad sivui, tishamera. You know, the Rambam has another shorish in Shefer Mitzvahs, that shorish Dalit, where the Rambam writes the following. I'm only going to count in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you know, mitzvahs that are very particular, mitzvahs mugdaros, mitzvahs ktsuvos. But the Rambam writes, when you have sivuyim kolim, you know, you have like broad, you know, mitzvahs, that doesn't have a place in Sefer Mitzvahs. Well, that's, you know. No, when the Torah goes out of its way and says that, you know what, fulfill all the mitzvahs Hashem, that's not to be counted independently in minyan mitzvahs. And you know what the Rabbah writes? V'zeh ka'amara u'v'chol asher amartem tishamer. And the Rambam says this is an example, like this pasuk. Yeah, v'chol asher amartem tishamer, but v'chol sounds very broad. Regarding everything that I've told you, behi, and that's something which is pretty incredible. For Rashi writes, there's a los essay when it comes to every essay. And the fact that there's no malchus is like, you know, there should be malchus, but not because ain lo kamal shavachos anun da sama gimel. The Ramban is further masig and megi. Maybe that's not true. Maybe he shamer the essay is an essay. He shamer regarding a lav is a lav. He shamer regarding an essay is an essay. So even if the pasuk says tishamera when it comes to an essay, I'm going to treat that as an essay. I'm not going to treat that as a love. Well, that's also very fascinating. No, okay. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. No, oh, you know what the Chizkuni quotes this? The Chizkuni on that pasuk, v'chol shamartem tishamera. You know what? Realize that there's an asram when it comes to every mitzvah to say. That's something which is pretty fascinating. But that's Kafurish and Rashi. That's what the Ramban writes is. Is Rashi Shita, you know, wow. And you know what? And then the Chizkuni adds like an incredible line. And you know what? And since, Shekol Mitzvah Saseh Yesh Bahem Lo Saseh, so Amru Esi Docha Lo Saseh. That's the Makkah. That's the reason Esi is Docha Lo Saseh. You wouldn't argue that an essay can be Docha Alav, if not for the fact that there is Alav embedded in every essay. So you know what? That here I have Mitzvah Saseh, which has an essay in its own right, but it's also a lav tishameru, it's a lav shebecholos, but it's a lav juxtaposed against a standalone lav. Oh, so that's the Chizkuni writes, a Kiddush, that he thinks that's the basis of the concept of an essay of cholos essay. That's something which is pretty startling to maintain indeed that's true. But the possibility of an essay of cholos essay based on that reason, well, Often cited is that Ramban, right? The Ramban in Aseret HaDibros, I want you to see the Parshas Yisro and Perichot Pasuches, where the Ramban writes this about Zachar v'Shamor. Ramban writes that realize there are different elements to Shabbos. There are the mitzvah sesei of Shabbos. There's the Yisrilos sesei of Shabbos. That's clear. And Zachar Yisrim Shabbos Lekadsho, that's a reference to the mitzvah sesei of Shabbos. And Shamar is Yama Shabbos Lakasha. Bafurish Ramban, that's allowed. Wow, that's an important Kiddush. How does Ramban know that? Ramban Poshub Shad assumes that, well, you know what? Well, Shamar is allowed. Shamar is a reference to Malach, and Malach is allowed. That's Yishamar de Lav, is Lav. No? Wow. Ramban said that Yishamar in an essay is an essay. But here we're talking about Shamar Yama Shabbos Lakasha. What does that mean? Refrain from Malacha. Refrain from Malacha is Shomer Dalav, and therefore Shomer Sima Shabbos Lakasha is considered to be allowed. Oh, and that's what the Ramban writes. That's the Gemara Brachos Nevchav Shulas Nevchav, that Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibre Echanema, to tell us Kol Sheishna B'Shmir Yeshna B'Zachira. So women, therefore, who have to refrain from the Malacha, they're obligated in Zachar. So whatever is entailed in Zachar, Kiddush, maybe Havdalah, you know, women are obligated in that as well. Wow. Oh, and then the Ramban like wax is so poetic, so magnificently, you know what? That realize what's driving a mitzvah saseh is very different than that which motivates los haseh. The driver of an essay is the midas ha'ava, opportunities to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, performance of mitzvahs, to solidify that kesher. Los haseh means you pay heed. Paying heed is not at first glance the midas ha'ava, but rather a midas ha'ira. And what's driving in essence, los haseh are very, very different. And then the Ramban adds, like a stunning comment, "Dulachein, mitzvah saseh gedola, mitzvah lo saseh." Just like kamosh ava gedola meyayira, and ulachein amru, and that's our sugya of esedoch lo saseh. Oh, that's a tosus arashba, misachem edaf pehe. But that's why, that's the mechanism of in esedoch lo saseh. That in that sense, mitzvah saseh gedola me lo saseh. It doesn't mean that an essay is more chomer than a los essay. It does not mean that. That's mamash the Gemara we saw, the Zayinu Aleph, the Furish, no? The Gemara says the following, that a lab is more chomer than an essay. So mali chomer zutim, mali chomer rabba, no? A lab is more chomer than an essay. Yeah, an essay is docha los essay. So why not argue it can be docha the most chomer los essay? Because after all, it's not based on kula and chomra. So the Ramban acknowledges that that certainly is true. That a lav is more chomer than an essay, but nonetheless, mitzvah saseh gedola. I would express it the following way. Undeniably, the violation of a lav, is far more chomer than failure to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. That's clear, no? The violation of the lav is much more chomer than failure to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So person A eats nevela, and person B fails to put on tefillin. The violation of a lav is much, much more chamor than failed to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. Kumbese, sheva tase, erev and davkuf. No, that's clear. Yeah, but what about not the violation of a lav, failure to fulfill? I would say, what about from other perspective? The fulfillment of an essay. You know what? I was makayim an essay, and I was makayim a lav. I was makayim a lav, I didn't eat nevela. And I was makayim an essay, bekum ve'essay, through eating matzah, putting on tefillin. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. The Ramban is clear that from the point of view of the avera, the violation, of course, relation to lav, bekum ve'essay, is much more chomer than failure to fulfill an essay, b'shev al ta'aseh. But the other half, which is really haba hatalia, the fulfillment of an essay is bekum ve'essay, is greater than the fulfillment of a lav, which is b'shev al ta'aseh. And therefore, in a chinami, that is driven by the midas ha'ava as opposed to that of the year, and therefore, you know what, I'm going to assume in a chinami, the case of an essay, of an essay d'ochel os essay, in that fashion. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Okay. Our tosus d'alav and alav, no, is bothered by the following. Okay, you know what, I realize that there's a concept of smuchim, and therefore, ooh, what is true of one is true of another. What is true of tzitzis is true of shatnez. So therefore, the question of the Rimeir Lynch that writes, well, if that's true, it seems very unusual that we know that women are obligated in one and exempt from another. Why is that? If it is really true that there's a smuchim, if it's really true that even though, again, a hekesh means the same pasuk compares A to B, V'holcha v'haisa. You know what? Girushin and Kedushin. Okay, that's a hekesh. There's no machlokas regarding a hekesh. There's a hekesh. No, Rabbi Yehuda's Dorish hekesh. That's clear. A hekesh is mufurish b'kra. No? That Rambam, the beginning of the Chassidus, that Kedushe Shtar is daraisa, even though Kedushe Kesef is divrei sofer. No? Oh, Kedushe Shtar is a hekesh. Kedushe Kesef is a gzera shava. You know what you see according to the Rambam Shita, that you know what? Not all the midos are equal. A hekesh is tighter than a gzera shava. A hekesh is tighter than a gzera shava. That's pretty important, no? I'm going to call one daraisa, I'm going to one divrei sofer. Right? To use different terminology, daraisa, of course daraisa. But would you label this as Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebapeh? No? Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebapeh? You know, you look in the sugya and get in Daf Samach, there's an unusual machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Loza, whether Rov Torah is Bitsav or Rov Torah is Bapeh. Unusual machlokas, no? we probably would have said, like really, you know, you go in the Beis Medrash, you know, like the Tanakh is like pretty small, no? And the Beis Medrash is very vast, you know what I mean? Svarim, line to line, wall to wall. Really, Torah Shebichsav is the rove. And Torah Shebal Peh is really considered the Miyad Hayitachin. Also, the opening piece in the Psicha Kalas, the Prima Gadim. Most of Torah are drashas. That's what Rashi writes, and that daf. Most of Torah are drashas. Wow. So that's a very, very fascinating issue. Are drashas called Torah Shebichsav? Are drashas called Torah Shebal Peh? And let me more razor sharp. Which drashas are called Torah Shebichsav? And which drashas are called Torah Shebal Peh? Well, that's pretty fascinating, no? I know there's something called Torah Shebichsav. I know something called Torah Shebal Peh. Hanukkah is a yantif of Torah Shebal Peh. No, there's nothing in Kisvei HaKodesh, no? I'm a Gilas Esther. A Torah Shebal Peh. Well, that's something which is incredible, no? Not surprising that the symbol of Hanukkah is the menorah. Well, the Netziv writes, there are two kelim in Mishkan Beis HaMikdash that emphasize the primacy of Torah. One is Aron, one is the menorah. The Aron represents Torah Shebichsav, the Luchos, the Rambam Babasra, that the Aron is either Sefer Torah is in the Aron, adjacent to the Aron, and the menorah is the Amud of Torah Shebal Peh. Well, that's something which is unusual. No, no matbeya, no, but, you know, the Netziv quotes beautiful that Rabbi Tarfon, whenever Rabbi Tarfon would come across a Chiddush in Torah Shebal Peh, you know what his expression was? You know, he wouldn't say, wow, he wouldn't say, ooh, you know, he wouldn't say, you know, he would say, kaftor v'ferach, kaftor v'ferach, no? Yeah, that's not, and the Netziv writes, kaftor v'ferach, that's the image of the menorah, no? Frachim, Kaftorim, that's the yantif of, wow. So I'm asking the following, you know, is this called Torah Shebichsav, is this called Torah Shebal Peh? That's pretty heavy. Lamai Nafkamina, you can take a look at the Prima Gadim, Sicha Kolas, he has seven Nafkaminas, right? And then he refers you later on to another Nafkamina. Now, like a whole list of Nafkaminas between Torah Shav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's something just striking. So, Kedushi Bir, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's Torah Shebichsav. Kikach Ishevalot. Kedushi Kesef, you want to tell you? That's Torah Shebal Peh. No? Kikach Kichmi Zephron. What would you say about Kedushi Shtar? Kedushi Shtar. That's a hekesh. The Torah says v'holcha v'haisa, and you know what pshat in the pasuk is that the way that you were released to your husband is the way that you can become married to your husband. Is that called Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? You know what? Wow, that's pretty heavy. The Rambam seems to indicate, you know what? Wow, that you know what? A hekesh is mufurish b'kra. A hekesh is called Torah Shebichsav. Gzeres Shava, Torah Shebal Peh. Gzeres Torah Shebal Peh. Not surprising, Tosos writes that, you know, like a Gzeres Shava requires like a Mesorah. A Hekesh doesn't require a Mesorah. A Hekesh is Pshat Pasuk. No? You're going to make up your own Gzeres Shava. How do you make up your own Gzeres Shava? No? That requires a Mesorah. And the Mai Nafkamina. You know, the Gemara suggests, Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, that the whole Koach of Hafkos Kedushin, called the Mekadesh Adai to the Manakadesh, Vafkil Man Kedushin Minei. Rashi quotes Beshem Rabosa that, you know what, the Gemara suggests maybe that's only true when it comes to Kedushi Kesef, not when it comes to Kedushi Bia. Why? Yes or no? Chacham have a right? Don't have a right. What do you mean? This. Rashi writes exactly this Pshat, the Rabosa Shorashi. There's a difference between Kedushi Bia as opposed to Kedushi Kesef. Poshim shot that, you know, Kedush Shebi is black and white. If it's black and white, Torah Shebichsav, the Chachamim have no right to say no. But if you're dealing with the world of Torah Shebal Peh, that is the koach of an Akira Sefer Min HaTorah, of a Chiddush Davar, of Kedash Moshe Yisrael. Wow, that's like, you know, that's pretty fascinating. So you have something like a Hekesh, okay, you know, the Hekesh, the Rambam says, that's mamish, mafurish b'kra. You know, it's obvious when it comes to Yishus that there's something else which is mafurish b'kra, because the whole parsha of Namarasa discusses the chiyuv of Misa for a person who is ma'anes and nara besula, no? Meaning she's married, but she's a besula. So it's clear from Chumash But there must be a mechanism of issues other than Kedusha Biya, no? Because the Torah discusses a married woman who's a basula, that's clear. But how do you know what that is? I know what it is. You know what I'll tell you? Just based on Torah Shadiksal, that's Kedusha Shtar. Based on Torah Shabbat, that's even Kedusha Keset. No, but important Hagdaros. Smuchim, you know what, is not that the same pasuk mentions A and B, or the Torah says to compare A to B, but rather it's just juxtaposition. Juxtaposition. A is placed next to B. You know, is that compelling? How compelling is that? The Torah juxtaposes. Ooh, so that's my focus, Rabbi Nachamim. Whether you're Doresh, Hekesh, do you have a right to be Doresh, Smuchim? And the fascinating Chiddush, we'll have to discuss why this should be unique, maybe difference between Chumash Devarim as opposed to the balance of Chamisha Chumashim Torah. But once you have a Hekesh, once you have the Hekesh, once you have the Drush of Smuchim, so therefore that's the Kasha of Tosu, so now how can you argue that women are exempt from tzitzis, women are obligated and klein? You're going to tell me they're different. Of course they're different. Of course that's why you need a Hekesh. No? That's the klal of Emishivan al Hekesh. No? Like, you can't tell me they're different. No, the Torah goes out of its way and says, compare A to B. What's true of one is true of the other. What's true of one is true of the other. So, how can it possibly be? How can it possibly be? Well, it's a fascinating issue that Tosfos discusses. So take a look at the Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos Yeshayahu. The Tosfos Yeshayahu here in Os Aleph writes a little unusual question. What exactly does that mean? But the Tosfos Yeshayahu writes the following, that lav b'chad zibna habit ravayim. They're not in the same time. There's not the same time. You know, tzitzis is a zman grama. Shatnez is not a zman grama. You know, that temporally, you know, that there's so difference in the world of time. And if that really is true, then you can't apply the concept of a kol she'eshna. Whenever you look at other cases of kol she'eshna, kol she'eshna can apply to two things that are time-bound. Kol she'eshna maybe can apply to things that are not time-bound. You know, but if one is bound by time and one is not bound by time, so how can you argue the kol she'eshna? Well, that's something which is pretty stunning. Oh, so since tzitzis is a zman grama and shatnez is not a zman grama, therefore you can't say kol she'eshna. Well, what exactly does that mean? Look, I understand if I didn't have a hekesh, you know, I would say the women are exempt from tzitzis because it's a zman grama, and women are chayv and shatnez because it's not a zman grama, and it's a lav. I understand that. But what does it mean that since it's lav b'chad zinan, and therefore you cannot say kol she'eshna? We'll have to see exactly what that means. Well, Tosfos points out the following. You know what? This is all called smuchim. Even if you're Doresh smuchim, you have to admit that there's a difference between smuchim and a hekesh. No? Hekesh, we talked about Mufurish Bekra. Do we say the same thing? I'm willing to be Doresh smuchim. But is it on the same level of a hekesh? A hekesh which is indeed Mufurish Bekra. So if you have one limud which is a hekesh Mufurish Bekra, and another limud which is smuchim, isn't everyone going to agree that a hekesh is adid? A hekesh means the same pasuk many obey. Smuchim just means juxtaposition. Oh, so Tosfos writes something very beautiful. Very beautiful. That, you know what? Whoa. The Torah tells us that women are exempt from tefillin. And tefillin is a mitzvah shezman grama. And when it comes to tefillin, you know what the Torah tells us? That leman tia Torah seshabaticha. The very pasuk of tefillin says that what is true of tefillin is true. Kol Torah kula. In other words, that there's a hekesh between tefillin and other mitzvahs to say. Wow. That's a hekesh. So there's a hekesh between tefillin and tzitzis, and that kicks in the direction that women should be exempt. Women are exempt from tefillin because it's a zman grama, and hukash shekola Torah kula, any zman grama. Now you have smuchim that seem to dictate women should be obligated in tzitzis. Because the smuchim compares it to klarim. Oh, so you have a hekesh that tilts in one direction, you have smuchim that tilts in another direction. Is there anyone who's going to say, like, that's a fair tug of war? That's equal. Of course a hekesh is adif mi smuchim. Even if you're dori smuchim. But certainly a hekesh is considered to be that which is adif mi smuchim. Well, Tosfos in Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel writes a very simple teretz that, you know what? If the Torah says A is compared to B, clearly it's telling us that for a reason. For a reason. For a reason. Okay. Why is it that Zachar v'Shamar b'Divrei Chachamim? Why is that true? Why is that true? Why Kol She'eishna? It's not coincidental. It must be for an absolute given reason. You know what the answer is? Oh, Kol She'eishna. Kol She'eishna. You're going to ask me the following. Why is it that there's a smichus between tzitzis and shaknis? You know what the answer is? You've almost up Dalit. Esed ochalos asay. The reason for the smichus is because of esed ochalos asay. You're going to tell me, oh, why not use the smichus to tell me in addition to telling me esed ochalos asay? Maybe it's also telling me kol she'eishna. And therefore, you know what, that, women should be obligated in both, exempt from both. No. You already accounted for the smuchim. When the Torah says two things are juxtaposed, that's for a purpose. What's wrong with the purpose of Esed Ocholos Asay? And therefore, if that's our Mesorah, the reason the Torah juxtaposed A and B is Esed Ocholos Asay, you're arguing, but maybe you could explain the smicha to tell me something else? That's not true. In other words, that's what Tosfos writes, Menachos, whenever you have a kol she'eishna, it's coming to tell you an important din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa of Shamar v'Zachar is women are chayiv in Zachar, and the din d'oraisa of our smichus is that esed ocholos asay. In other words, we don't assume that the smuchim will mean that they have anything and everything in common, but rather the smichus is coming to tell you clearly, that is indeed is necessary. And if you take a look at Tosfos and Erech and Daf Gimel Beis, Tosfos writes the following, that what do you mean that Hishva HaKosav Yishal Yish L'Cholom Shem Shabbat Torah? Well, what do you mean that, well, of course, when Rechayiv in Kalayim, Hishva HaKosav Yishal Yish L'Cholom Shem Shabbat Torah? There's no possibility of arguing that if women are exempt from a Mitzseishas Mangrama, that should apply to a law that generates an Onish. Hishva HaKosav Yishal Yish L'Cholom Shem Shabbat Torah. Okay, so we'll pick up a little bit more tomorrow, and then we'll start with the alumnus of the Sugya.